This is a dictation for Lynetta McLean, L-A-N. E, T like Tom, T like Tom, A, M-C-C-L-A-I-N. Date of service is 5-15-2025. Date of birth is 2-7-56. And date of accident is 2-23-2025. The patient was a front seat passenger restrained who was involved in a rear-ending accident, but it was a four-car accident leading to a totaling of her car and multiple pain syndrome as well as headaches. Currently, she reported that she is having headaches on the front and both temples to the tune of 7. On a scale of 1 to 10, off and on, and they can last up to an hour. She is only able to sleep for 4 or 5 hours, to maximum 6 hours. She's doing physical therapy and a massage, which is helping her. She's almost 30 to 40% better. She's having a blurry vision along with headaches and occasional dizziness and vertigo, as well as weakness and lack of focus. She suffers from anxiety, depression, and panic. And she can walk a half a block without pain. And she can sit and stand for 30 minutes. Anxiety and panic is bothering her life. She's unable to perform most of the ADLs. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in both the shoulders, neck, mid-back, lower back, and they are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. She is describing a radiation of pain in both the arms involving all the 5 fingers. Motor power is less. There is a weakness of the muscles and the hand, and she occasionally drops her phone and the dinner plates. She is also having some shooting pain in the front of the thighs and also in the left hip. And the right hip. Currently, all the 5 fingers are numb and tingling and weak. Patient report these pains to be present on a scale of 1 to 10, 7 or 8. And ADLs are affected 9. 30% improvement has been reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues. Patient is reporting that her hands are bothering her more and more, and she cannot drive. She's getting a massages that is helping her. Please review the records for current medication, which is Tylenol, codeine, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. And physical examination, the blood pressure is 153 over 103, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit dated 4-15-2025. Dictation number is 0430-012. The plan is to continue the physical therapy to the affected areas of neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and hips, and muscle spasm area. With traction massage, she has been advised about chiropractic treatment, home treatment. She has been advised about the heat treatment, including infrared and laser. She is disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. She is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine 60 tablets. Are provided 1 tablet every 12 hours PRN for pain relief. Elavil is provided 50 mg PRN at night for GAD disorder and sleep and rest. Zoloft is provided 50 mg for anxiety and PTSD and depression. Ambien 10 mg at night, 5 mg at night is provided for 30 tablet to be taken for sleep. Medigesic is provided for headache relief PRN. And Nidopro ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient is also ordered an Imitrex tablets, 100 mg a day for headache prophylaxis. Her maps were reviewed, were found to be in compliance. Labs have been reviewed. New labs have been ordered. The patient has been ordered an MRI of cervical spine or MRI of lumbar spine without contrast, MRI of the left shoulder without contrast, and MRI of the brain with neuroquant and SWI has been ordered. And the patient has been referred to an ophthalmology for making sure the blurry vision is not coming from a vision issue. Most likely it is a TBI that is affecting her. Thank you.